Man, there's a line here, and like I tell everybody, talk to your medical professional in your life, your doctor who treats you, your kids, your family. And I read Pat Forty's story off of Saban and the Alabama AD testing positive for COVID-19. Pat Forty, Sports Illustrated, wrote it. His column, the headline was, America wanted football in a pandemic. Here it is, Saban in isolation, the Patriots postponed, and more problems on the way. It's messy at every level. You know how I responded? And this was at a huge show on Twitter last night. This article came out around, you know, I don't know, 10, 11 o'clock last night. I said, somebody ask Pat to list the athletes, coaches, or any person connected to a sports team that has been hospitalized in critical condition or passed away from contracting the virus since the return of sports on all levels in America. And that includes youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports in the America. I'm not downplaying. It's there. The majority of people dying from the virus, you can look at the facts, have occurred in March, April, and May. And maybe June for places like Texas and Florida. When someone gets a positive test, the way the media runs with it, and guys like Pat Forty who are almost wishing for college football to be shut down. I've said it all along. Going back to the start of baseball when you had the Marlins, right? You had the Phillies, you had a few teams. Cardinals went through it. NFL's gone through it. It's played on Tuesday. After not having practice, after having their facility shut down, they delivered maybe their best game ever under Mike Vrabel. Well, outside of winning at Baltimore when they hammered Lamar Jackson and the Ravens in the playoffs last year. I'm just like, you're not going to shut down sports. You shouldn't shut down schools or life until you have a situation where it's becoming critical. We can't treat this virus like we did back in March and April when we didn't know anything. And I'm not going to debate, you know, I don't even get into it with people on Twitter or Facebook anymore. You have a right to your opinion. I'm never going to censor you. And you have no right to censor mine. All I'll tell you is talk to your doctor that treats your kids, yourself, your family. Rely on them, not Twitter, not Facebook, and not 9,000 cable and satellite channels. And I'm disgusted with the propaganda. Saban's in isolation. No, you make it sound like he's in isolation in a hospital. List the athletes. This goes back to when sports started to return. When was it? End of May, mid-May, right? PGA first, NASCAR. College teams started working out. Remember, Clemson had all the positive tests. Ohio State, LSU. Oh, sports will never, college football will never happen. Major League Baseball can't happen. The NFL can't happen. People need to remain locked down in their homes away from everybody. Tell me the critical cases that have occurred with anybody connected to sports who's made the return. Oh, and you know the media would jump on that in a heartbeat, right? And just because somebody puts it on Twitter or Facebook, you think it's real. I'm not saying listen to me. I'm not a medical professional. I lean on Dr. K, who's my personal doctor. You all have medical professionals in your life. Everybody has a doctor that you turn to. When you're sick, the kids are sick, you have a sports injury, whatever it is. Those are the people you need to talk to. Well, look at the cases, Bill, going up in Michigan. Look at how much more we test. Again, I'm not a doctor. And I ask yourself, or I ask of you to ask yourself, if people aren't dying and hospitals, in terms of intensive care units, aren't being run over, are we going to live in this world for 6 months, 8 months, until everybody can get a vaccine? And then who's going to want to take the vaccine? I'm looking at the sports world. My huge opinion to start this broadcast is about the sports world. I find it crazy to think it's a headline story that Saban and the Bama AD test positive for COVID-19. How about if Saban's in the hospital fighting for his life? Well, that could be the next step. That could be the next step. Is this about the amount of cases or about the number of people who are in intensive care and dying? I don't know. I'm not a medical professional, but when I have those questions, I do pick up the phone and I call my doctor. That's what I do. If you're going to live your life through a pandemic based on or what channel you watch on TV or Facebook or Twitter or who you follow, you aren't being fed the truth. And some will say, well, how do we know? I'm not taking a side. I'm telling you that I'm asking you, the audience, Pat Forty, Stuart Mandel, who covers college football for The Athletic, anybody, to roll out the list of athletes, youth, high school, college, and pro, where their cases have gone critical, not just a few days of being sick, where their cases have gone critical and we have had loss of life with COVID-19 connected to sports, youth, high school, college, or pro. And when you get that list, let me know. Because you know what? If I see an alarming list that's factual, I won't let my kids go anywhere near sports. If you showed me medical data and science that said it's not safe for my son last night to play 8th grade football for Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern, they had a nice win over a solid Fruitport team, I wouldn't let him play. Same thing with my son with soccer, my daughter with volleyball. And anybody thinking, oh, crazy sports dads and moms would let them all play right through a pandemic. Oh, come on. Yeah. Go back to your Twitter account. Why don't you get out and live life? My Lord, I am so tired of... When I read this with Pat Forty, it took me 2 hours to go to sleep. Because it is nothing but fear, panic-induced, so-called journalism. So if you get sick for a couple of days, it warrants national coverage. Well, Nick Saban's a big name. Why don't you wait to see if COVID-19 goes somewhere with Saban or Greg Byrne, the AD at Alabama? Our president went from having COVID-19 and a lot of people basically writing his obituary to going campaign stomping across America. Mr. Biden, he's doubling up on the mask. Actually wearing two. That's his choice. Superfly and I went and saw the movie Tenet, right? Not the. And we went to Studio Park in downtown Grand Rapids. The movie theaters opened up, October 9th? And it was a safe environment. And I applaud J.D. Lokes, the Lokes family, and everybody at every Celebration Cinema. There were a few people in there. We went and saw Tenet, top five movie I've ever seen in my life. It was absolutely riveting, fantastic. You didn't know where it was going literally until the movie ended. Top five. And I wasn't a big Inception fan. Same guy that did Inception did this. This was top five movie ever. Am I supposed to live in fear? Yeah, you know, I tried to keep my mask on while eating popcorn. That was buttered. It doesn't work. What do I do? They don't make you keep a mask on when you're eating your food, but we were socially, there was a few seats between Superfly and myself, and it looked like, you know, 6-8 other people were catching a movie, all no one around each other. It was clean. It was safe. Just like when I go to Soaring Eagle, it's clean. It's safe. They have not had massive issues at Soaring Eagle because they followed the safety precautions. I've always wondered about this. With people traveling now, a few more, airports aren't the same. Why have we never heard of a super spreader event inside a tube where everybody's packed in on an airplane? Have you heard of any? No. But people are wearing masks on planes, so that may be helping, it may not be helping. I'm not a medical professional. But I'll follow whatever laws and rules I'm told to, whether I agree or disagree. And hope that the people we elect will get together and decide what should be law and what shouldn't be law. But this world of sports, we've been through it, man. Go down the list of some PGA players have tested positive. I think you've had a few positive cases with NASCAR, not necessarily, I think a few drivers, but mostly it could be crew or team members. They've gotten through it. Baseball's gotten through it. I mean, unbelievable baseball. Last night, Astros had to win, and they did. They held on. Dodgers had to win, and they just crushed the Braves. Braves have been through their COVID-19. I think Freddie Freeman fought through it, and there he is with the Braves. Looking like we might get an Atlanta-Tampa Bay World Series, which I don't think the TV sports gods are cheering for that. So to me, when I look at COVID-19, yes, it's real. I understand people get infected. But in the world of sports, for this small minority, and it seems to be a ring of writers who are prominent on Twitter and Facebook and maybe have some TV appearances, who almost seem to be cheering for the end of college football because they were the ones all summer saying it would be stupid to play. So when you're in the media today, it's tough to admit when you're wrong. And I will admit when I'm wrong. And I was wrong once in the last 7 years, and I admitted it on air. I did. I think we got the tape. It might be up in the Huge Hall of Fame archives at thehugeshow.net. Tough link to get to. You have to do some navigating. But I will not live with induced fear from the media. Oh, but Bill, look at the cases. Look at the second wave. We had 60 million infections for H1N1. Yes, the total death rate and 165,000 of the 200,000 plus are 65 years and older. Then you can look at the numbers of how many were from nursing homes. I'm not saying anybody should die of any viral infection. But when I look at my world, which is the sports world, and I look at where we're at, that if you're gonna call it messy, and it is messy with rescheduling, but baseball, pros got through it, NBA had a bubble, NHL had a bubble. People that didn't have a bubble, you know, Major League Baseball, the players went home. You know, NFL, yeah, some teams have took a hit. But they all turned around and played again. And thank God we have had a loss of one life connected to the world of sports who came back to play, the return of play. I know there have been some older people connected to sports who have died of COVID-19 and also had other underlying conditions. But I'm not going to live in this fear world, and I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what way you lean politically. And whatever my politics are, it's not your business, and what you do isn't my business. But in our sports world, I think it's been stupendous to see the return of sports and how we have navigated this together. The teams, the leagues, the coaches, the athletes. That would be pros. Colleges, what they've done. Found a way to save the Big Ten and bring it back. Save the MAC and bring it back. High schools. Mark Yule and his team at the Michigan High School Athletic Association and how they never quit on the kids to get fall sports back across the board for every boy and girl in this state of Michigan. How youth programs fought to find a way to give those kids a chance to play fall sports. How the parents have followed all the safety precautions along with the kids. And while they're dealing with the pandemic on other levels that may be connected to their job, their savings, their income, their education, their local schools, they found a way to let those sons and daughters be able to play sports. And to me, that defines the United States of America, that we have come together. Yet there are some in the media, like Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated, who are just wishing for COVID-19 to end sports. And we've been down that road once when it did end sports. And I'm not just talking for million-dollar athletes. I'm talking when it ended sports for a kid who just revels in that social interaction, the confidence he gains or she gains from playing a sport. When they had no school, when they had no sports, when our workplaces were closed, what we lived through. Yet there are some in the media who seem to be just wishing for that to come back and haunt us again. And I find that pathetic. God bless the return of sports. And if we ever get to a point where a major number of athletes are going critical and we get a loss of life, then you know what? We all need to step back and understand the true meaning of sports. But I know the meaning right now. And our kids need it. And this country needs it. You know, golf set a record this year at most courses, most companies, because it was an escape to forget about living through a pandemic, a presidential political year that has torn apart America. And sports, getting it back. Some of the greatest goosebumps ever. Watching my son last night play with passion. Everybody socially distant. A lot of people usually socially distant from me at kids' sporting events, and that was before the pandemic. It seemed normal. And then I get home after celebrating with the team, and the kids all grabbing some wings and chips and cheese, and the dads and moms. You know, I read Pat Forty, who just wants to take it down. Man, I won't live that way. I won't. I see sports. I see the good in it. And I understand the safety precautions we're all taking. And we need to do that until this all gets figured out. You mix in that, you mix in the politics of it, and it's, thank God we have sports to escape. I really do. I really do mean that.